Thank you. It's a really big question that you ask, and so my magic one would be a really big one too. Would need to be a really big one too. And so let me start where Antonio, I think, took us, which is that to break with the past, we need to acknowledge the new technologies. That's what happened with the meter, and it's happening with the kilo this week. So what they're doing is not changing really the weight or the length in France, but what they're doing is now using modern technology to define it. So before it was a piece of metal in the case of the kilo, and now they're trying to come up with a very precise equation that uses obviously computational power and could be more exact. Same they did with the meter. It was exactly the same thing. Instead of being a physical bar, they have now found exactly the measurement in a mathematical formula. Okay, so what's the lesson from that? The lesson from that is that I think that what we need is to acknowledge those changes in the world that have occurred since we set up this framework of rules, and come up with really a modernized agenda. So that's what I said, it needs a very big wand. And what I mean by a modernized agenda is for years we have been putting on the table piles of material that tells you that the rules need to respond to the climate change threats, to the biophysical changes, that they have to respond to technological advancement, that they have to respond to the changes in geography and the composition of production and trade and distribution. And so, and we don't have that. So agriculture is a case in point. Not only is the changes in geography, we also need to have a food systems approach. We don't have a food system approach, so we continue to deal with agriculture in the trade system as if it is the agriculture of 40 years ago when the terms of reference for the Uruguay round were defined between 82 and 86. And the issues that we were dealing with then, oversupplies that was caused mostly by subsidies in Europe, have disappeared to a great extent. And there are many other issues that are now that we need to, but we need to do it again with a good understanding of the future. And so what I mean there is Africa is the only place where you have demographic dynamics of growth up until 2100. You have huge effects of climate change in the next few years. You have an urbanization process that is very interesting, the composition of demographics too, that are very challenging. And so those are the issues that you need to have to keep in mind when you design the agendas for trade. And they are not, we're far from there, really far from there. And so I think my magic wand is countries coming together and understanding that there's a need to update themselves in the way that they deal with trade rules and development.